Okay, so that you can see MI in action, let's do a quick role play. I'll be the counselor, and during our conversation, I'll point out some of the MI principles we're using. Our student, Lucy, will be the client. I hear you have some concerns about your health. Tell me more about that. This is an example of asking an open-ended question.
It's really more about my job. I'm a lawyer trying to establish myself, so I have to work a lot of hours. I'm always feeling run down and tend to get sick quite often. Hopefully that'll go away in time.
Your job sounds stressful. Now I'm using a reflective statement.
Tell me about it. I feel like there aren't enough hours in the day to get things done. But I'm still young, so it's all about paying my dues.
You're obviously a very ambitious and committed person. This is an affirmation.
I guess, but I'm just one of many.
How do you keep yourself going all day long? This is another open-ended question.
Oh, well, you know, that's what the stress is for. It does wonders for ensuring you meet your deadlines. It also helps you stay focused, no matter how boring the project.
Sounds like stress is a good thing for your particular job. Another reflective statement coming from the counselor.
Yes, it's a good thing, but being stressed all the time isn't exactly the best thing for me.
How is stress not so good? And an open-ended question to develop discrepancy.
It's hard to shut work off at night. I either can't fall asleep, or when I fall asleep, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about work. I just always feel tense all the time and tired since I'm not getting enough sleep.
So although some stress helps you with your performance at work, your level of stress right now is so high that it's having a negative impact on your life. This is a summary, continuing to develop discrepancy.
There's no way to avoid stress, not in my job.
How else has the stress from your job affected your life? And another open-ended question, rolling with resistance.
Well, I haven't been able to hang out with my family and friends as much as I would like, if that's what you mean. I just have no energy to be social these days. I'm afraid they might think I'm avoiding them.
Your family and friends are very important to you. And another reflective statement.
Yeah, I miss them.
What do you think your life would look like if you could find a way to have a little more time for yourself? Another open-ended question that introduces a new idea.
Who wouldn't be happier getting a little more sleep? And I might actually be able to enjoy a few things in life again.
What do you think might help you get back some time for yourself? And another open-ended question.
Maybe taking better advantage of the help I have at work, or setting better limits. Like they say, work smarter, not harder. Easier said than done, though.
I imagine there have been other times in your life when you've set limits with others. And another open-ended question, supporting self-efficacy.
I'm usually a very assertive person.
I don't doubt it. Affirmation, supporting self-efficacy.
Even getting back 3 more hours a week for myself would make a difference.
Well, let's talk about how you can make that happen.